Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you're doing so much, Judge Burns. You're such a distinguished
William Wyatt Flowness Burns, a very distinguished, well-known people, very well-respected there in Georgia. But my question is, Judge Burns, now that President Obama is out of office, he did his 2 terms in the 8 years, how do you feel about the new government, the new president, if you would like to comment on that?
I'm not, let me say how proud I am, have been associated with working with President Obama. I'm proud of the type of servant he was and how his family got involved with his service. And he did a yeoman job. Right now, I'm driven to prayer about the new administration. One of the things Mr. Trump is known for is for his business acumen and his success as a business person. But in the political arena, in being president of the United States of America, the highest elective office on earth, it requires some due diligence. It requires self-restraint. It requires being able to listen and interact with people who might be able to help you and assist you as you make the various decisions that you have to make. And I don't think our president has what it takes for that.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Do you believe that President Trump perhaps is being disrespected by the media?
Well, yes. I think some of it, he's received a hard task, hard taking to task by the media. But let me say this. Anytime you're going to be as thin-skinned as he seemed to be, the media is going to take you to task. Anytime that the media has reason to doubt the authenticity of your statements and your positions, they're going to take you to task. Even the greatest of us, even the greatest of persons, have to be cognizant of what they do, what they say, how they say it, and not be so stuck on oneself that you can't receive criticism. You're going to receive criticism. Anytime you have that much power at your hand, you're going to receive criticism. President Obama was criticized often.
Yes, sir, he was.
But
he acquiesced
as a president, as a human being. But I don't think that Mr. Trump is as knowledgeable as he should be about our Constitution and about our country.
So I'm going to ask this question. I don't know if you're going to answer it or not, Judge Burns. But do you ever have any contact with President Obama?
Not recently.
Right. I was just wanted to ask that. Are you doing anything in Washington, D.C. now?
Is he doing something in Washington, D.C.?
No, sir. You, Judge Burns.
I'm not doing anything. I'm working in, we have a new city near the area I live called South Fulton. And I have been actively working as the city of South Fulton was founded. And I've been working here and there with persons who have run for office and trying to get the city of South Fulton organized. But I have no direct contact with Washington, D.C. presently.
All right. So you're setting up a town? Is that what you're saying? Or are you getting the legal system in order? I don't understand.
The state of Georgia passed a, and of course the citizens were allowed to vote, and this new city, it had two new cities formed in Georgia, the city of South Fulton and a city in the north part of the metro area. No. They said this is as a, it was an unincorporated area. And I don't know whether you know this much about real estate, but when it's not unincorporated, there are those who feel that they get better service by being incorporated. The city of Atlanta, we did not want to be directly incorporated to the city of Atlanta. And, of course, there were 3 years of voting before it passed. And it passed in November. And, of course, the city of South Fulton came into being and one in north, the northern part of Georgia, came into being. And it's being organized as corporate cities.
Yes, sir. Okay, corporate cities. Okay, I understand some of what you're saying. So have you wrote any more books, Judge Burns, or any memoirs? Or anything
I'm working on two things now. One is about my family, the history of my family, back to my great-grandfather's on up, and another book that I'm concerned about. Would be a religious, spiritual book that deals with certain things that are mentioned in the Christian Holy Bible.
Yes, sir. You are a pastor. You've been a pastor for a very long time.
Yes. All my adult life.
You love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Yes. Well, I think that's wonderful about everything. But the last time I interviewed you, we didn't talk about this, Judge Burns. I understand that you're a health official, you're very educated, and you're very well known and respected. I've already talked to the sheriff of Fulton County, Sheriff Theodore Jackson. Now I'm going to ask you, Judge Burns, as a person, the shooting, the killing that was in the media so much last year, and the current shooting by the female police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which most people don't know, it was called, back years ago, it was called Black Wall Street, the killing. Can you explain, okay, I saw this film called 13 by this lady. I can't think of her name right now. She was she made the film, the documentary 13, and it talks about the 13th Amendment. I'm not gonna lie, it's very upsetting, but I have more understanding now. Of course, the lady that made the film 13, her name is Ava. Can't think of the name. God, I'm going to talk about the 13th Amendment, the documentary that she made. I believe her name, I'm trying to find her name now. Her name is Ava DuVernay, and she's also got clips on YouTube and things like that about the 13th Amendment. As a judge, what do you have to say about the 13th Amendment?
You mean the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of this country?
Yes, sir. It says that, I'm sure you already know it. You just have your mind on. But it says, the U.S. Constitution, the Amendment 13. Here it says that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude itself as punishment for crime whereof the party should have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. The Congress should have the power to enforce. You have to be, they abolished slavery and involuntary servitude, but they also says, it also says itself as punishment for crime where the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Do you believe that this is perhaps the reason the prison industry, the prison system is able to get away with this? And so many people in prison?
Well, I think the killing execution is still legal in some states. It is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Many states are outlawing executions. Georgia, the state I'm in, executed a man two nights ago. The first one this year. Georgia executed a woman last year. Several people, and I personally believe that the day has passed that we try to set ourselves up to make decisions about whether a man lives or dies, whether a human person lives or dies. Vengeance is mine, writes the Holy Scripture. I would think America would be so far advanced that third world countries, there are, countries who have no concern for the well-being of their citizenry, kill at will. I think the time is far spent for executions and killing as payment for a crime. I think persons need to be often separated from the general public when they go so far in criminal behavior. But I think to execute someone is inhumane.
Yes, sir, I agree.
I think police officers, and I certainly can understand that one wants to protect themselves from being hurt, but I think we've taken that too far. You know, we're doing too much killing of each other.
Yes, sir. We are.
And that's my personal opinion.
Okay. And thank you for that. There are a lot of executions. They're in Texas for a while there. In the state of Texas, they had ran out of the drug to kill people with. They were trying to figure out they have all these people scheduled to die, and they're not able to execute them like they want. I don't know what Texas is doing for certain now. I don't. But I just know I have seen on the media that they have ran out of the drugs to execute people with. Yeah.
We need to run out of drugs to execute people everywhere. We need to be working on cures for cancer and other diseases and illnesses.
HIV.
The hearts and spirits of humankind. We need to learn to love more and kill less.
Yes, sir. And I think it's growth in human almost. I'm sorry to say this. To murder someone. So that's really up to God. That's not up to people, man or woman. That's a decision God should only be able to make. Understand that when you have a loved one that's been murdered, it hurts. Well, about 6 or 7 years back, I had a relative, sir.
He told us very clearly in his word that vengeance is mine. I will repay. No. He gives us love and mercy. But he said, vengeance is mine. And if he's not quick to do it, he's not quick to do it. We got love, mercy, and grace. And he said, those are sufficient for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And I believe that with all my heart.
I believe so, too. I believe you are 100% right. But like I said, they have been Texas that's been running out of the execution drug. And I believe that this is all evil to me. The internet can be used for a lot of great things, cyberspace or whatever you want to call it, but lethal injection and just sometimes things go wrong. Also with the drugs, people don't die right away. It's wrong to kill anyone.
It's suffering, yes. It's needless suffering. We need to learn to live and love together. We need to learn to love, have more love for our fellows.
Yes, sir,
our human brethren and sisters.
You're right. They should be looking for a cure for cancer, a cure for HIV, AIDS, and all those sort of things to help humankind, not destroy humankind. I agree with you, sir. So,
brother, I've enjoyed being on with you today.
Okay.
I look forward to other sessions coming on.
Yes, sir, I hope so. Now that we're back in touch with you, so hopefully you'll come back. And I hope I didn't put you on the spot about the 13th
Amendment. No, no. No, no. No, no. No, no.
Okay.
No, no. Right. Feel free. God bless you and your family.
God bless you, sir.
And you have a good summer. And I hope you are blessed on those visions that you have for your own life. And may God bless you and keep you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Keep me in your prayers, me and my family.
Certainly we'll do that.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Be in touch with us now.
I will, Judge Burns. I will.
Okay.
I'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We're going to say
everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening. Good evening. Okay, I'm going to try to end this interview, Judge Burns. All right, everyone, you're listening to Judge Walter Burns. He was on the guest a couple of times before. He was talking about the current presidency, and he even kind of agreed that the media is disrespecting President Trump. That's a power of office. I don't agree with how he's saying Mr. Trump, President Trump, says or does, but they don't have to disrespect the gentleman, the President of the United States. So God has a reason for everything. Also, he was talking about execution, something I had not even thought of. I'm against execution, too. I believe that only God should be able to take lives. But, you know, my opinion may not mean much, but I'm against it. I was talking about the 13th Amendment, which most of you already know about, but I didn't know about it. About the 13th Amendment, about involuntary, it that abolished slavery itself for criminals. So that's something new to me. So, you know, I'm going to talk about with something new, and I didn't know about it. I try to share what I know about the 13th Amendment. And according to the 13th Amendment, it's the 13th Amendment is part of the U.S. Constitution. If there's the 13th Amendment to the Constitution to declare that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as punishment for crime where the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Formally abolishing slavery, the United States, the 13th Amendment was passed by the Congress on January 31st, 1865, and ratified by the states on December 6, 1865. So maybe because the 13th Amendment has a loophole, as Ms. Ava pointed out here in her in the 13th Amendment documentary, it's called Ava Duverday's New Documentary. 13 explores the impact of mass incarceration. So there's a loophole there. Slavery was abolished. Involuntary servitude was abolished too. But then there's a loophole that says unless you are duly convicted as a criminal. So maybe that sheds more light on the criminal justice system. And that's why there's so mass incarceration because of that loophole. Anyway, that was just a thought that I wanted to add. Also, about the executions, here in Texas, in Florida, they're executing. That's all I just want to hear the truth about it. I'm against execution. I had a relative, a cousin, he was hung in a jail in Alabama by a white correction officer. But I wouldn't want to see them put to death. My vengeance is the Lord. I'm playing home with my cousin, but I don't have hatred. I hope that one day they get put to prison, though. But that's about it. I mean, so I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm getting ready to end this very short show. I appreciate those of you called in to listen. I know plenty of people do not agree with President Trump, but I do believe that the media should show a little bit more respect. Calling a man crazy who has that much power in the United States of America is ridiculous. I know President Obama went through a lot, saying that he did go through a whole lot, President Obama, and his but he handled it with so much dignity and grace. He wasn't, he didn't let the media see him get upset or things like that. So I guess he's probably cool. He was really cool. Plus, he's highly intelligent. He and his wife both are very, very intelligent. They're both lawyers. But once again, that was all I wanted to talk about on Show Talk with Angela Butler, with Judge Walter Burns. Hi, everyone. Have a good night.